Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks tonight, Reese. It's a Trey Day Tuesday. Trey into Slay. We have Trey from 3 to 4, Trey Thomas, and then Darius Slay, Eagles Corner at 4 o'clock. What's up, Ike?
Holla at your boy, Johnny Marks.
Oh, man. It's game week. A riveting game last night in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Patriots and the Jets. It actually turned into an entertaining affair.
Yeah, my apologies to everyone who I told to take the under yesterday.
Yeah.
Did not expect 57 points in that game.
Congrats to Joe Flacco for passing Joe Montana. All-time passing records.
There you go.
And by the way,
Joe,
we found out in the show that Jack Fritz had Breshad Perriman starting in his fantasy lineup, who had how many yards? He had 2 touchdowns.
I was mocked for the Breshad Perriman.
You were mocked.
Start.
Yeah, I said your team must suck if you have Perriman. And you
oh,
got
it sucks.
Lucky.
No, it definitely sucks.
Yeah, it definitely sucks.
Well, it was like this week, I needed a bye week quarterback, and I went with Drew Locke because I'm like, well, I'd rather have Locke than this guy or that guy. And I got lucked out. He had some garbage yards and touchdowns late. So, all right, so we hope everybody enjoyed this week in football. But, like, you came in yesterday, you mentioned something, and it's like, all right, we got to talk about this, right? So we're going to talk about it today. Anytime you're watching Red Zone or you're watching around the NFL and you're not watching an Eagle game, like, you marvel at some of the offenses and the players and everything in the NFL. But there's no bigger marveling than when you watch the Kansas City Chiefs play. And it's more than Patrick Mahomes. We talk about it all the time. It's like yesterday you said you never saw where the quarterback goes in motion and he gets – the ball snapped to him while he's in motion, and then he like does a spin and he throws the touchdown. It's just like Andy Reid is creating new plays that we've never seen before. It's pretty amazing. You said yesterday, you came in, you said, you know what? You asked me, you said, did the Eagles make a mistake firing Andy Reid? And I think my reaction was like, no, they didn't make a mistake, right? Like, no. And then you kind of think about it and you're like,
I said the Eagles made a mistake. I didn't need to ask that question.
Yes, you said they made a mistake.
I mean, yes.
And you asked me, and my gut reaction is no. They didn't make a mistake, and I believe that. So where did this come from?
Well, it comes from just watching football and all the complaining that we do around here. Complaining about the coach, complain about lack of explosive plays. We complain about no creativity on offense. We complain about draft picks. I mean, it's fairly obvious. And I know there's nothing that can be done about it now, but make no mistake about it. It was a mistake to fire Andy Reid. Just was. And if we had the test no fortitude that the Pittsburgh Steelers have, Andy Reid would still be the coach here. Because you can go through rough patches, you can go through tough periods and still get through that. As long as everything is strong from a foundation standpoint and a front office structure standpoint. There's no doubt in my mind, his mind has always been in the upper echelon of football genius. You know, and having a vision for where the game is. You know, people have been complaining about Andy Reid throwing the ball since 2002. Yes, because he knew where the league was headed. He knew where the league was headed. I mean, when you think about what they have out there in Kansas City, he even started a little bit of that here. We just didn't get to see it from the – in an organic form because Mike came out of nowhere. But the quarterback with the big arm that can throw deep, He drafted Shady McCoy. He drafted DeSean Jackson. He drafted Jeremy Maclin. The speed to go down the field, stretch the offense, all those things that he put together as an offense, he saw these things. He just took it out to Kansas City with him.
Yeah, he did.
That's all he did. Now, some will say he was burned out here or what have you, and I think there's a fair case to be made with that. But I would still say there was probably more of a lack of cohesion from a working standpoint that burned him out more than anything. He wasn't burned out from being in Philadelphia.
We were burned out. We were burned out.
Yeah, fans were.
I was burned out.
Fans were.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt in my mind, if he had remained here, he would have won a Super Bowl here. He would have eventually won a Super Bowl here. And you would still have a coach that's ahead of the game, and we wouldn't be doing all this complaining about players and offensive creativity and all those things. It's a no-brainer.
So Andy Reid,
no-brainer.
His last 3 years in Philly, 10-6, made the playoffs, 8-8, and that was getting to 8-8 was winning the last four games of the year against bad teams and bad quarterbacks, and then 4-12 that last year where it looked like that. You know, the guys certainly didn't seem like they were going through the motions. With Andy, like I think in a perfect world, what you're saying makes a lot of sense, right? Like he already had it in his head what he needed to do, or what he knew that he needed to reinvent himself. He knew where the league was headed. Like, I don't disagree with that. I just don't think he would have been able to do it here. Like, I don't think that.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, because like look out in Kansas City, right? Like it's his show. The front office, like his GM,
it should have been his show here.
Well, you might be right. But like out in Kansas City, you have an owner that was more than happy to have a guy like Andy Reid. They hadn't been a winning franchise in a long time, and then you had, you know, like a GM that was in place, John Dorsey. After Andy Reid came in, it was pretty clear that he was going to be running the show. John Dorsey's out of there, so now Andy Reid, it's his team, it's his organization. He's the one that's calling the shots. He has people that work with him as opposed to him working with a GM. I don't know if he would have been able to do that here.
What do you mean? If he was given the ability to do it, why wouldn't he been able to do it?
Well, I don't know if he would have been given the ability to do
it. Well, then that's the owner.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a mistake. Is that not a mistake? Like, how can you argue against that not being a mistake to not let Andy Reid run the show the way he wants to run the show?
Well, I mean,
like, that would be a mistake.
Some of his decisions that he was making later on in his tenure in Philadelphia, like making Juan Castillo the defensive coordinator. Like, it seemed
but
like
that was already in the midst of what was going on. That was already in the middle of that.
Of what? It being his last year?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, you look at what he did, right? Like 10-6, his third to last year here is, you know, is good. It's not like that they had three seasons where they missed the playoffs and they were 7-9 and 6-10. Mm-hmm. I get it, but for me,
okay, what happened during that time? Was Howie Roseman not put in a place of position of power?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that it was all his fault. What I'm saying is that if he stayed here, I don't see him turning it around because there was just too much going on in the organization.
Yeah, so then you get rid of everybody else but him. That's the whole point that I'm making. That's the point that I'm making.
Mm.
Yeah, you change everything but him. You trust him. How can you not think that we would be in a better position if Andy Reid was the head coach of our football team?
I'm not sure that he has the same view if he's still here as opposed to leaving and now having a clear head and a clear mind and actually kind of starting over with what he wants, as opposed to going with what you have and now trying to make it work. Right? Like and what you're saying is not wrong about, you know, you'd rather have Andy Reid running your organization than the people that were there and the people that are here right now.
I'm trying to figure out how many people in the NFL I would rather have running my franchise than Andy Reid.
Probably not many.
Yeah.
But could he have been that guy here?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think so. I think that the best thing that happened for Andy Reid was getting out of here. Was getting out of here so he could have a fresh start. Sometimes you need a fresh start.
Or
right.
Sometimes you just need to change the environment.
215-592-9494. Jack Fritz, Yeah, you were old enough to remember Andy Reid? Were you?
I remember Andy Reid. I remember Ike's career. I remember everything from back.
I'm just kidding.
No, but like honestly, it's basically the equivalent of moving on from Bill Belichick with the Browns. You know, it's the same thing.
I thought about that.
Like,
yes.
Andy Reid is that level of head coach, and the Eagles just let him walk out the door because they got scared. I think the Eagles caved to public pressure and moved on from Andy Reid rather than sticking with their guy. I mean, the Steelers never move on from their coaches, head coaches, and their entire franchise. And we had one of the best offensive minds in the history of the game here, and we let him go. And I think that it's one of the biggest mistakes that this city's ever made. And the Super Bowl, sure, they lucked into a Super Bowl.
He would have won a Super Bowl here. He would have picked a quarterback. He knows how to pick quarterbacks. He knows how to coach the position. He certainly knows how to reinvent himself from an offensive standpoint. The guy's going back and pulling up plays from 1948. I mean, he's running plays that we've never seen before.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's no –
like, his mind was going to be what it is. It just was. It would have been that here. But if you put obstacles in his way that won't allow him – to do what he does, then you're hampering him. Mm. You got to let him do it his way. The same way when he first got hired, he moved on from Tom Modrak and other people. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The team took off. Team took off, didn't it?
It did.
Yep, took off. Took off. Then he had the issue with the family where he had to step away from the team for a little while. And that's why I think things got a little cloudy.
Yeah, I agree.
Down there and everything. And it was never really the same because he never had full autonomy, final say in everything else. Like, that was never the same, really. And even with Kansas City, he went out there and took that franchise that I believe was 2-14 when he took over. And he turned them into a respectable franchise with what they had. Once he actually started drafting his own players and bringing them in there, look at what they are now.
Yeah, I can't argue with
the results. I mean, look at what they are now.
So the year before Andy Reid in Kansas City, they were 2-14. First year of Andy Reid, 11-5, 9-7, 11-5, 12-4, 10-6, 12-4, 12-4, 8-1 so far this year. So there's no doubt. You can't argue with what he did out in Kansas City. Here's what I'm saying.
So if he took that franchise that was in the dumps, 2-14, what makes you think he wouldn't have eventually turned it around for us?
It didn't have that feel when they let him go, Ike. That's for sure. Hmm. It felt like the right move for everybody at the time.
Yeah, even I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Even I thought so. Yeah, I was wrong.
215-592-9494.
Yeah, I was wrong.
We opened the phone lines coming up next. Ike is making a compelling case that maybe the Eagles did make a mistake firing Andy Reid. What do you think? 215-592-9494. I mean, I can't. Sure, nine years later, it's like, oh, yeah, sure, they should have kept him. But could Andy Reid get in Kansas City to where he is in Kansas City here with the Eagles? Could he have done that here? I don't see it.
Yeah, he did it.
I don't see it. Well, I mean, Yeah, he did in Kansas City. He did it.
No, he did it here. We won four straight division titles. I think five. We had five straight double-digit win seasons, conference championship. Only thing we did is we didn't finish the job. That's the only difference. Mm. We didn't finish the job.
All right, we start with your phones coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's a Trey Day and into Slay, but we'll start with you on the phones coming up next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP, back after this. Oh, it's Marks and Reese on a Tuesday, Trey Day, Trey and the Slay. That's coming up starting at 3 o'clock. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers has over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google. Find out why in person or go to their website, marks-jewelers.com. Did the Eagles make a mistake firing Andy Reid? Yes or no? Right now, 73% are saying no. But as I look over here on our board, most people are saying that, or at least it's a good mix of people saying, like, you're right. They did make a mistake getting rid of him. And I do have to say, you make a very compelling case. I just don't believe that it was in the cards for him to be able to get a real fresh start where he would have been like, okay, let's start it over. We're going to start from scratch. I'm going to get a new quarterback in here. I'm going to bring this in. I'm going to bring that in like he was able to do in Kansas City.
I don't understand why he wouldn't have been able to. Well, his track record says he would have.
more to your point, would that have been possible with the structure of the organization? Unless you were just...
Yeah, because you're going to give him full control.
Okay. I mean, it just didn't seem like that was something that was going to happen here.
Well, I mean, in discussing this, we're saying that's what should have happened. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the whole point, is that he should have been left in place, and we, I think, would be better off. I think we would still have a Super Bowl by now, right? I think we would have a franchise quarterback that we wouldn't be questioning, or maybe we would be. We certainly would have one, so I don't think that would be a case. I don't think we are missing out on anything by keeping Andy Reid. I just don't. As a matter of fact, I think we would be a more sound franchise. All right? You got that one voice that everybody listens to and that everybody respects. That's going to be a given. When you walk through that door, you don't have – what you have now, right? Like, there's one voice, and that's going to be Andy's voice.
Well, there's no doubt there's dysfunction.
He's going to dictate, right? He's going to dictate who does what.
Yeah, he's in charge.
And everybody knows that, and everybody will respect that.
To the phones. Let's go to blackgritty.com. Black Gritty, how are you?
Man, out the gate, I'd like to congratulate myself on my 4 out of 5 run back on my fantasy. I'm back in this thing. And you lucky you graced my storm, winning by 2 points, brother. I went 5 for 5.
You're on fire.
I'm coming back. That's right. I'm coming back.
Black Gritty, that's why I never give up on fantasy football. That's why I stay active on the waiver wire.
I ain't no lame duck. And I ain't no lame duck. I'm out here trying to take down somebody's point. I'm going to crush somebody's dreams. I ain't going to win, but somebody going to lose because of me. first and foremost, you have a great take today, but that take on the internet is trash. Those jerseys are trash, and you don't want to be bullied. You punk Scooby McDoo.
I'm not. I will not be bullied into disliking the new Sixers uniforms.
You're gonna cry.
Somebody's gonna like it.
Sleep tonight on that take. It's terrible.
It's all right. I love them. I love them, Black Gritty. I love those new unis.
Let me talk about Tomlin for a second, and I'll talk about our situation. Remember Tomlin last year? Oh, horrible. Get rid of him. He lost the running back. He lost the wide receiver. He don't know what he's doing. No, he knows his culture, and he knows how to weather the storm. And he's with an organization top to bottom that knows what they're doing. And look at him now when you magically have a quarterback that's healthy.
Wow.
Look at it when you have a quarterback that's healthy. Now, as far as Andy's concerned, the family thing is what did him in the city, because he looked like he just lost control. His family lost control. Man, that was a whole argument. Blah, blah, blah. People were just down on him. They felt bad for him. It was a weird time. But I would have kept him. Because he went in here and brought in Deshaun and McElroy. You could see what he was doing. So saying that he wouldn't do it, we needed to go 4-12 so that we could get the quarterback that he wanted. We couldn't get no quarterback to here because he kept winning all the time. 10-6, 8-8, 9-7. Like, we needed one of those burn-down years for him to get into the draft and say, okay, give me this guy. Because right now, they don't believe in our head coach. They don't let them pick quarterbacks. Quarterbacks. They don't let them pick coaches. They don't let them fire coaches. They don't have an OC. This guy he's lucky we're in a pandemic. Because, Ike, remember last year when the other teams kept coming up and saying we knew what they were running, the offense was vanilla? Yep. They're lucky they don't get to go in these locker rooms and talk to these guys and talk about how trash our offense is. We have no structure, no organization. I take Andy Reid back today and tomorrow. Again, create a first-round pick in Doug. 2 first-round picks and stuff. For Andy.
Yeah, but gritty. I would agree that I would agree. Now you look at it and say, sure, I'd love to have Andy Reid back right now, right? But that's not really what we're asking. What we're asking is, did they make a mistake in 2012 when they fired him?
Yes, because again, we need to go 4-12 to get a quarterback. You can't get quarterbacks in this league until you lose for a year. You got to go down to burn it back up. You can't keep going 8-8 and then get somebody. I want to see how the Steelers do because they never go less than 8-8.
Well, he was able to get Pat Mahomes. He was able to get Pat Mahomes without having a top-3 pick.
Well, there we go. That's why I said we should have kept him at the 4-12 year. Let him pick a quarterback. That's all I'm saying. I want Andy back. It's a sad situation, my man. That's where I'm at. Love you guys. Don't look. Watch out for me, brother. I'm back on the fence, dog. I'm hunting. Hunting.
All right, there he is, Black Gritty, on fire in fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if Andy became available, of course you would want him back. He's probably the best coach in the NFL right now. I mean, coming off a Super Bowl, his team's 8-1. They're dynamic. They're well-built.
He took a 2-14 team and has won double digits in 7 of the 8 years he's been there and a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Well, it's going to be eight of the nine years he's been there because he's going to win double-digit games this year. Like, that's what he's done. That team was 2-14, and he didn't draft a quarterback at the top of the draft because he took that job the same year the Eagles were bad and everybody had to take an offensive lineman that year. That was the Geno Smith year. And that's the year people took Lane and Eric Fisher and Luke Jokel, those guys. So that was a bad year for quarterbacks, but it just goes to show you that he was able to do that. He didn't get Pat Mahomes until 2017.
Yeah, he rode Alex Smith for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Had some success, realized that there was limitations with him, loved Pat Mahomes, jumped up and got him, right? Like, made the trade, got up to 10, got the guy, and he looks like that he's going to be a multiple Super Bowl winner. Mm. This kid's unbelievable.
God knows quarterbacks.
He does. Let's go to Rob Abington. Rob, how are you?
I'm good, fellas. How are y'all doing?
How are you doing, Rob?
What's up, Rob?
Listen, man, the problem I have is the last caller answered two different questions. If you're asking if we should have fired him, yes. We should have fired him because no coach gets to go 20 years without winning the Super Bowl and not getting fired. It just is what it is. Now, would we be better with him now? Of course we would. But we could have hired John Gruden. We probably would have won a Super Bowl if we didn't go. I mean, it didn't have to be Andy. Did he run his time? Yes. It's just what it was. Mm-mm. It was time for him to go.
I would have stuck with him.
That's the way I look at it.
I know, man, but I would have stuck with him. I would have just rode it out. I would just
rode
it out.
You got to work for him, though, Ike.
Huh?
You know, that's not fair for you to say that because, I mean, that's your man.
Yeah. And who knows? How do we know he wouldn't have won a Super Bowl sooner than he did this past year?
That's a different statement. You're saying, like, there's no way to know anything.
Well, I mean, listen, I know, and I'm saying, if Pittsburgh had fired Bill Cowher after 14 years, then they wouldn't have won their fifth Super Bowl because he won the Super Bowl in his 15th year.
See, our brains is different. I look at the situations different. Bill Cowher is also different than Andy Reid.
No, Pittsburgh, like, the Steelers.
How innovative Andy Reid was. So you asking for patience on something innovative. Bill Cowher wasn't innovative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he also is not as good of a coach as Andy Reid is. I'm saying he's also not as good of a coach as Andy Reid. I'm just saying that Pittsburgh, had they went on and fired Bill Cowher after year 14, then they wouldn't have had the Super Bowl in year 15.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all I'm saying. I understand the fatigue at the end of Andy's career. Well, what I'm saying is that it was up to the organization to recognize how great of a coach he was. And sometimes, listen, you just got to be able to the stomach, and you got to be able to stand in the eye of the storm.
Yeah, it's like me with the Twitter poll today.
Yeah.
People are crushing it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm weathering it.
Yeah, you got to be able to weather it, man. It's like being a Wentz fan. It's easy to be on the Bronco when he's winning, when he's going 11-2 in 2017. It's easy to be a fan then. Yeah, but when times get tough and he isn't playing at his best, I'm not abandoning him because I still see his full potential. I know what he can be, so I'm not ready to give up. So it's up to the organization to recognize what Andy means to the game of football, what he meant to the organization, how important he was and integral he was in building that organization into what it was and saying, you know what? It's going to get a little rocky around here for a little while, but you know what?
They got to be able to weather it.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. You're with me. We're in this thing together. We're going to get it fixed. I believe in you. And listen, the Eagles got a Super Bowl. So I'm not sitting here saying the Eagles as an organization are saying they regret moving on from Andy Reid. They won a Super Bowl. So they're not going to trade that. Neither will anyone else. I'm just saying I think they would have gotten the Super Bowl eventually anyway with Andy as the coach. That's how good of a coach he is.
Yeah,
that they would have gotten the Super Bowl eventually. Like, just would have.
I wonder what Jeffrey Lurie is thinking as he watches the Super Bowl last year.
Well, listen, he's thankful Andy sent Doug over here. So Andy did contribute to the Super Bowl. He sent Doug this way.
Yes, that's right.
Sure did.
We had Andy Reid Appreciation Day. That was one of the reasons we appreciate him. Right before he said, where is it?
Yeah.
Man, I love Ike Reese.
So we have two Super Bowl winning coaches that both profess their love for you on the show, Jack. I don't know where you have it on the board, but you also have the John Harbaugh.
Yeah, love Ike Reese.
There you go.
Yeah.
Love.
Awesome.
Let's go to Rob, North Wales. Rob, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
I love this show, man. This is, Tuesdays are my day off, and I look forward to 2 o'clock like nothing else. You know, you guys are the best.
Oh, thank
you. Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Thank you.
Thanks,
this
Rob.
This is a great topic, and you guys, this shows where your knowledge is, because when you look at the organizations, and, you know, I agree with Ike. I think Andy would have brought eventually, a Super Bowl here, especially – you know, if he had Carson,
woo!
You know, who knows, you know? But when you look and you compare, especially the two teams you guys have brought up, Pittsburgh and Kansas City, look at the ownership, the Modells, the Hunt family. How long have they owned those teams? I'm 53 years
they're
old.
Original owners, aren't they?
Yeah, forever.
Yeah, they're original owners, yeah.
They trust their coaches. You see, now, no offense to Mr. Lurie, because I believe he wants to win as much as any other owner out there, but he doesn't have the football pedigree and the knowledge, so he's always got his advisors whispering in his ear. And the anxiety of watching Andy getting held back was like, it was killing us here, you know? And I think Andy in the Super Bowl in 2004, I think we did a great job. I think we competed with one of the best Patriots teams ever. And, I still say, Lito had leaned a different way in the end zone, and swatted a ball down, Ike would have a ring on his finger right now, you know. So
whatever happened, Ike Reese.
And I love Andy. He's a great guy, and the city does miss him. But at the same time, I think – under, you know, the current administration, let's just say, it would have never happened, because they don't trust themselves. So how can they trust the guy, you know, that they're paying millions for?
See,
I think,
go ahead. Go ahead. Know. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. That's what I wanted to say. I love you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Rob.
Appreciate it, Rob.
Appreciate it.
See, I think Jeffrey Lurie would just hand the keys over to Andy. And he could just hand the keys over to Andy and let Andy go to work. I think that's how much respect he has for him. Owner would love to be able to just entrust their franchise. Like, the Hunts aren't to worry about Big Red. Trust what Big Red is doing out there.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
He did the same thing here. He just didn't come through with the championship.
Yeah.
Did the same thing here.
This
team was 3-13 when he took it over.
3-13, bad first year, which is expected. Got his quarterback.
Yeah.
Second year, playoffs.
Yeah. 5 straight years.
Yep. Right after that. I mean, see, I everything that you're saying about it, Ike, you're right. Except I just don't know. I don't know if he could have done it here. I don't know if he could have seen what he needed to see or just have a totally new outlook and a totally new place to go if he's still here. Like you're saying, like, no, what he should have done is, what they could have done is, they could have just said, all right, Andy, listen, I'm going to make a change, but it's not with you. I'm going to make a change and give you back the keys and say, all right,
just asking
let's
what
redo
he, it. You're asking what he needs, what he wants. Follow his lead.
Oh, man, it
follow
just,
his lead.
It felt like at the end there that it was really like, I didn't think, God's honest truth, I didn't think that he was going to go to Kansas City. I thought he would go to Kansas City. He would turn the franchise into a perennial winner. I didn't see any of this coming. I didn't see any of this happening that we see right now at all. To where, like, Super Bowl on the road to another Super Bowl. This team's not going anywhere anytime soon. Like, this is.
I don't see how we didn't see it coming. Like, that was his track record here. I think through the fatigue, we just.
The Reed fatigue.
We took it for granted, and we were just ready to move on. And people had already made up their mind that he was never going to win. And that's what it was. I mean, that's essentially what it was.
Let's go to Darnell in Mount Airy. Darnell, what's up? How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How's it going?
Good, Darnell.
What's up, Darnell?
Hey, so my whole thing is Andy Reid would have been superb. I would have loved to see the Bronco buck for Andy Reid. But let's go back 4 years before that. I think and Doug Peterson, if you research back then to an article, they talked about it. Andy Reid was setting up to get another quarterback, and his and we all know him pretty well. It's Russell Wilson. The Eagles passed on Russell Wilson and got Kendrick Michael Kendricks in that draft.
Yep.
Third round.
Yeah.
If Andy Reid would have got Russell Wilson, think about it.
Second round.
Russell Wilson. Well, second. It would have been Russell Wilson paired with DeSean Jackson and Macklin, and would have had Shady in the backfield. Think about that offense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have been good. Might have saved his job. It might have. I mean, if he comes in right away, even though Russell.
Oh, man, if he gets Russell Wilson, come on, man. I mean, Russell is what he is. If Andy gets a hold of Russell Wilson, look at what Russell Wilson is with Pete Carroll. What type of coaching is he getting from Pete Carroll? Can you imagine if he had Andy Reid as his coach?
Wow.
Yeah, we definitely would have had multiple Super Bowls by now.
I didn't even think about the Russell Wilson angle, Darnell. Who the hell decided to take Michael Kendricks or Vinnie Curry in the second round?
It doesn't seem
he's
like
not a normal human being.
We actually had two picks in the second round.
Yeah.
And are we going to wait to the third round to get Russell?
They thought that they could get him there. They thought wrong. Seattle trades up, jumps ahead of the Eagles.
Yeah.
And gets him. Rest is history.
And we wound up with Nick Foles. I mean, we all got a Super Bowl, though, so, you know.
Yeah, we got a Super Bowl.
Everybody did. Seattle, Andy in Kansas City, us here in Philly. We all got it.
215-592-9494.
I'd rather have Russell. With all due respect to Nicky Franchise.
Yeah, you sure? 215-592-9494.
Oh, speaking of Nicky Six, Brett Favre, I got you. Don't worry. I'll take care of you, buddy.
Yeah, we'll play it coming. Yeah. Maybe we play it during Trey Day.
Yeah, come on, Wranglers.
What is he doing?
Hayden.
Yeah, apparently so. Marks and Reese, we'll play that for you. Trey Thomas coming up 3 to 4 in the studio. And coming up next, Brett Favre, he's on First Take. Some interesting things to say about Nick Foles and Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz. Wow. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, now this Sunday is going to be truly like a Sunday like no other, right? It hasn't happened before where you have golf and pro football on Sunday, right? Well, that's what's happening. And this weekend's major golf tournament, along with pro football, college football. There's no shortage of action, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of the action with so many different ways to make it rain. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet they cover the risk on Sunday, on all Sunday's action, right? So there's plenty of action to get into, so head to the app now to start making it rain. And on top of these great sign-up offers, DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boosts every day of this year's tournament in Augusta. DraftKings is safe, reliable, secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Philly when you sign up, and you'll get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbooks is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet they cover it up to $100. Just use promo code Philly during sign-up. That's for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.